This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, Pushing the Limits, the University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. With the freedom to engineer whatever they desire, it's no wonder that race teams build unimaginably fast cars. But wait a minute, that's not actually true. Racing, even at the very highest levels, has all sorts of restrictions, and many are quite surprising. Consider, for example, prestigious Formula One racing, where cars make their way through twisting, winding courses, sometimes laid out on city streets. Formula One racers experience forces that surpass those felt by astronauts. Imagine going from 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds. Yet they achieve this feat with engines smaller than the fuel-efficient Honda Civic. When you purchase a Civic with a 1.8-liter engine, that's the total volume inside the engine's cylinders. More volume makes room for bigger explosions and more power. Mid-size passenger cars may have 2 to 4 liter engines. Large pickup trucks and SUVs run in the 4 to 6 liter range. Formula One cars are limited by rules to a mere 1.6 liters. Of course, the power an engine delivers depends on more than volume, but overall the trend in racing is towards smaller engines. Back in 1989, Formula One engines were more than twice as large as today. Engine volume is just one of a list of restrictions faced by racing teams, a list so long it's difficult to keep track of. It's the formula cars must follow, thus giving rise to the sport's name. Why all the restrictions? The reasons are many. Safety has always been a foremost concern. Cost is important, too. By limiting horrendously expensive practices, more teams are able to compete. But another key reason is staying in touch with the times. Top-tier auto racing is about making money. Spectators must be drawn to the sport, and car manufacturers need to display their engineering prowess. With the shift toward more fuel-efficient passenger cars, much of the racing world is following suit. Formula One racing places limits on the amount of fuel a car can use, an amount that's decreased over the years. This, in turn, has forced Formula One cars to adopt kinetic energy recovery systems, systems that capture energy lost to braking and, more recently, to exhaust heat. Formula One engineers may well be pioneering the next generation of fuel-saving technology for the cars we drive. And therein lies a less obvious but very important reason for the restrictions placed on race teams. Set goals, but also set limits, and engineers will push those limits. That can lead to exciting new technologies, but it also forces new problems and concerns to the surface. And that's why the racing formula is constantly undergoing change. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.